when I was elected, of course, I own a screen printing embroidery shop, and we do all kinds of stuff. So we came up with a logo, and it's ACE. A is for agriculture, C is for corrections and coal, and E is for education and energy, but actually the E is for education. And so the governor didn't, when he talked about the state of the state and also in the budget, he did not talk about agriculture, and that is the number one job in the state of Illinois is agriculture. And so that's very important in my district, and I want to make sure that we're addressing the concerns and the challenges. And also, I work very actively with Farm Bureau on a regular basis, and proud to say that I've been endorsed by them with their activator and those kinds of things. But agriculture is very important in Southern Illinois, and I want to make sure that we keep that on the forefront, and also working with SIU with their ag department. They had been for a few years maybe been a stalemate. I don't want to throw them under the bus or be negative, but we're working very hard to promote agriculture. In fact, it was FFA night last night at SIU, and there was over 500 kids were there, so that was exciting to see. And the most important thing I think that I bring to the table is being a cheerleader, and not being a cheerleader because it sounds good, but that's me. And if I'm involved with something, you've known me a long time, if I'm involved with something, I'm all in 1,000%, whether it's Special Olympics, nursing home, church, my business, whatever it is, I'm all in. And being a rep, I absolutely love it. People ask me, they don't know how I can be all the places I'm at, but I absolutely love it. And I feel like I need to sprint for 8 years and then step aside and let someone else do it. I'm not there to, you know, be there for 30 years. I'm 60, going to be 62. But I absolutely love it, and it's a great challenge, and I love challenges. So my whole life has been, I don't know if you want to turn this thing off or you want to keep it going, whatever, but my whole life has been serving people, and I've always been in the minority. I tell people I told you I wasn't going to talk long, and here I'm going. I figured I drove to Carbondale, might as well get to talk. So I tell people, I said I was a Pentecostal in a Southern Baptist area, said I was a Republican in a Democrat area, worked in a nursing home where we had 96 residents, and I always cry telling this, but every one of those residents, they were going to pass away. The challenges they had, the different things that were going on in their lives, and so that was a challenge. And so working with those types of people, and then so my whole life has been working, and I've always been in the minority, so to speak. I've always been the bottom of the ninth, two strikes, and nobody on, and we need three runs, and I absolutely love it. And so with the challenges of being a representative, I love every minute of it. And so I think that the all the things I've done with nursing homes, Special Olympics, school board, all those types of things have enabled me to bring to the table somebody that absolutely is not afraid to be in the minority to still work for what needs to be done. Doesn't scare me one bit. And I know the challenges, but I've also, my strength, you maybe ask me right out of the gate, and then I really will stop, is that my strength is getting people together. And I have friends that can't stand each other, but they get along, they both get along with me. And I haven't sat down and, you know, tried to figure out how to do this or went to school. It's just how it is. And so the Black Caucus, probably some of my best friends in the House, and we get along great because they know my Pentecostal music. They love when I go to committees. I put on Pandora and I play music before we start, and they're all like, "Representative Severin's here. Okay, the music's gonna start." So I just love working with people.